It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Filibuster Distillery out of Washington, D.C. Now, this is a newest expression that they're releasing and is their single estate, which is a single barrel offering. Now, the one we have here, it is proofed at 117.6, and it's got a lot of good information here in the back, so very transparent about what they're doing. So their water source is Virginia limestone. It's aged 2 years and 5 months. Ingredients, corn, rye, barley, which is pretty much what you see everywhere else. They get their grains, it looks like, from Shenandoah HWK Farms, barreled at 120 proof, and the barrel type, it was 18-month air-drive staves.
Wow. Gotta love the transparency for a whiskey that young.
Absolutely.
I like it. Not hiding anything.
And $50 SRP.
All right. Well, let's dive in.
Let's go. On the nose. Actually, it smells pretty good.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, you get a little youth nose, but I definitely get some, you know, vanilla, kind of creamy.
I don't know if I get too much youth as much as just like it's just a more of just an alcohol kind of vapor to it. But I mean, you do definitely get some of those vanilla creamy notes too.
Yep.
All right. So on the taste. Now I get a little more youth.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get like a grape Kool-Aid almost. It's really weird.
It does. It tastes like the packets, you know, like you dump it in a water bottle, shake it up, but then they added like some spice to it. It's got a really nice spice.
Not a cup of sugar, but a cup of spice.
Right.
Yeah.
No sugar, just spice. You ask your neighbor, you're like, hey, you out of spice? Or I'm out of spice, so give me some spice. That's going
nowhere. Do you have the sugar?
So
I got the sugar.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and let's rate this. So on the nose, where are you at?
Sideways. I mean, there's some promising there because it's so young. I want to give it a thumbs up. But sideways.
I'm kind of with you there. So on the taste.
Sideways, but like I said, there's a lot of promising things for 2.5.
Almost 2.5 years. Like I said, I would say if you gave this another 2.5 years, it would be a completely different whiskey for sure. And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, I really like the spice that it brought. Even go and ask my neighbor for it. So
I'm his neighbor.
Yep.
All right. Cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.